This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The death of George Floyd, the black man killed in police custody in Minneapolis, is sparking protests, including one at the Colorado Capitol this evening. Denverite's Kevin Beatty is there.
The protest is just getting started, and there's more than a few dozen people here already. More and more people keep streaming in. I see state troopers hanging out on the side, keeping their distance and watching. People are shouting, Black Lives Matter. Stop killing us, and police brutality.
Denverite's Kevin Beatty. Medically vulnerable prisoners are suing Colorado for allegedly not protecting them from coronavirus. The suit seeks more social distancing and early release for some at-risk prisoners. Governor Polis says they're doing everything they can to keep prisoners safe.
But it's also important for the residents of Colorado to know that, of course, we will vigorously defend against any lawsuit that seeks to turn this pandemic into an effort to release dangerous criminals.
The ACLU is representing the plaintiffs, some of whom are at the state prison in Sterling, where nearly 600 inmates tested positive for coronavirus and two died. Coloradans who think they may have had COVID-19 can now get an antibody test at UC Health that looks for evidence that they already have had the virus. Antibody tests do not detect active infections. 71 degrees in Denver, 73 for Colorado Springs, 91 and sunshine for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.